Coming up this week on the Course of Life podcast, our front nine gets going as we recap the Visit Frisco trip as 20 club pros will join Michael Block at Valhalla, along with someone from the show as well, plus a big debut win on the PGA Tour. And this week's guests include a couple of the club pros that qualified for the PGA Championship, plus Brian Whitmer, who is the head pro at Stonebriar Country Club. Of course, I got to play last week, and let me tell you, this place is a sight to behold. Finally, we're getting into the Tom Brady roast breakdown, Celtics and Bruins playoff action, and when we always end with food, it's insane concession prices, hot dogs from heaven, and more. All of it brought to you by our friends at Desert Fox Golf. And Mike, it is officially outdoor golf season for pretty much everyone. We're in May, so it's warm months ahead. It's absolutely time to get the speaker out on the golf cart, plug in your favorite tunes for the round, and it's got to be the DJ 10 speaker from the team at Desert Fox. Again, our promo code's Course of Life if you want to save for anything on the site there. But for the speaker specifically, it's the best way to keep your audio at the exact level you need. It's got all sorts of really cool, intricate features that you'll love about the speaker that make it super friendly to use and operate. And again, it works great and wraps right around your golf cart. Enjoy it for 18 holes of awesome music, tunes, anything you want to listen to. It's yours, courtesy of the DJ 10 speaker and Desert Fox Golf.
Hello, interwebs, and welcome to Course of Life. We are proud to be presented by our friends at Desert Fox Golf. I'm Michael. He's Alex. And Alex, let's ask you how you're doing now that you're back in your home, right? You're
no longer in Austin, Frisco. Texas is where I live. Do you remember that?
You're back in Austin. Yeah. You're no longer 27 hours north of there in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex in Frisco, Texas. But you still had so much more that you were doing there after last week's episode.
Yeah, it was the PGA Professional National Championship. Like I mentioned, best club pros in the country all gathering for those prize 20 spots. Really ended up being 21 because remember, our friend Michael Block had already qualified for the 2024 PGA Championship at Valhalla. He was still there representing for his good play all year. But 20 club pros going to be joining them, and I was following the drama. There'll be YouTubes and social content to follow on Instagram, YouTube, and more. But it was awesome to not only follow the tournament, but check out that amazing Frisco PGA facility. I mean, Mike, from the putting green to the swing pitch and putt, which is on our YouTube, to the unbelievable practice facility in two courses, one of which will have a major championship. That place was a sight for golfers' eyes.
Yeah, and I particularly like, as we learned last week, that really the focus in creating all of this was to make golf more accessible and not have it be a 5-6 hour round where you could go out and play for an hour or two while your wife and kids are going shopping or vice versa, however the relationship is set up there. And just it just looks from everything that I've seen that you've sent me that it's just an incredible place there.
This is what we're all about, is the different ways that we can grow and introduce anyone to the game that we love so much. We just want to spawn it off to anyone we can, and that's part of why we do this every week. But that is a place for golfers or non-golfers to further fall in love with the game. You had, you know, buddies trips out there putting on the dance floor green. You had 2 or 3 year old kids maybe hitting the first golf shots of their life on that putting green. You had friendly competitions and people just working on their game that are local to the area. It really brings everyone out. Again, the swing is the unique 10-hole pitch and putt that's now live on our YouTube channel as well. I got a chance to play with two locals and experience that course firsthand. So just a really cool trip overall. And again, we were highlighting the amazing journey that I'm going on with these club pros. It's taking me from Frisco to Valhalla for the PGA Championship, where 21 of the best club pros in the country are going to tee it up in a major. It's always a cool thing to say, but it's awesome to actually see play out here in the next couple of weeks.
And you had a chance to talk with quite a few of the club pros that were playing there while you were there. We got a couple that we're going to share on the podcast. Who are we going to hear from first here?
Yeah, well, candidly, shout out our buddy Chris French, who I met and had on the show last year, who qualified for Oak Hill. Yeah. Wanted him to make it through, but he did not. He made the 4 rounds in the cut, but fell short of the top 20. So shout out to Chris. But another pro from Rockford, Illinois, where the home of my wife and her family are currently in Northern Illinois, making it to the PGA Championship. But I'm talking about a guy named Jeff Kellen from North Shore Country Club, who had some really, really amazing perspective when I caught him just as he'd found out he qualified for Valhalla.
I got to say, I've played a lot of competitive golf in my life, and I kind of felt sick in my stomach the last 5-6 holes, just looking at the leaderboards, knowing pretty close to where I was at, what I needed to do, and was able to kind of white-knuckle it in and make a few pars on the way in and get to that number, which I thought would be good.
You always wonder what that perspective was like inside your brain those last few holes, but I'm sure you probably had an idea of getting in at four and how important that would be for you, right, in the last?
I felt like four was probably safe. Like, the best part about it is my wife and I had our first son this past November, and every time I was really nervous, I'd just think about him and smile and realize that whatever happened, it was going to be okay.
Perspective, man. It's a great game.
It's great.
Congrats, Jeff.
Love that from Jeff. Love to hear that he was thinking about his newborn the whole time as he was looking to qualify for a major. That's just, you know, it's a good thing to have going on there. A newborn baby and a major championship to look forward to.
Yeah, very good, relaxed vibes from Jeff. And he's going to need that for Valhalla and a major championship. So I love the perspective that he shared with us there. An awesome example of a guy who did it really, really well. A guy who did it and had it right on the edge the whole week, who I want to highlight as well, too. Who's also got a fantastic name as well, too, Mike. We got a club pro named Evan Bowser, who qualified for Valhalla. How about Bowser from Mario Golf fame qualifying for a major championship? How about that name?
How's his swing? Is it kind of clunky?
He does not hit it with one hand, like the Bowser that we all remember from Mario Golf. But Bowser had the putt of his life, Mike, and I watched it right on the 18th green. I knew, he knew, a lot of people around the green knew he had about 10 feet for birdie, and it would have gotten him in to a major. Let's hear his reaction after the putt.
The putt was turning a little bit left, and the wind was kind of coming out of the right, so I wasn't sure exactly, and then the wind kind of gusted up, so I played it just, you know, kind of a fraction on the edge, and just put good speed on it, and it's went right in.
Did you have an idea as to how important that specific putt might have been in the moment as you're hitting it?
I feel like if I made four there, which I was worried about, if I would have made it, it was good. I think five par maybe question, but that was like very important, obviously. So yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And this week, just like battling the elements, the wind, the rain, the fog. Yeah. Well, what did you learn about the resiliency with your game?
Yeah, I mean, just waking up early 2 days and then playing long days, and you know, even today was starting at 5:30 and then now here. But yeah, you just gotta stay in it, and just keep plugging along the pars and do your best.
And that's just a little sampling of everyone you got to talk to, Alex. I know there was a lot more that you caught up with while you were out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, there's 21 of them that qualified. That was just a couple. How about, Mike, you'll appreciate this, 56 years young, Tracy Phillips from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Getting it done for the seniors out there. Tyler Collett playing in his third PGA Championship. This is like old hat for him now. He's used to this. And Preston Cole qualifying just barely, who reps Quail Hollow, of course, we'll get into in a little bit, which is actually the host of next year's PGA. There's all sorts of stories that came from this tournament. And again, check out my Instagram at Course of Life Alex, and you can see the conversations with all of them once they found out they got in to Valhalla. And I'll be following that entire journey, boots on the ground, next week, covering our first official major championship for the show. So excited to showcase some club pros that qualified this year and some past guests of ours that have qualified for Valhalla as well.
Now, we heard in those clips too, Alex, that the wind was whipping out there in Texas.
Yes, it was. Thanks for the footnote there for our listeners.
Yeah.
And appreciate you sticking through the wind there. But that was proof as to how tough it was out there. Two under par won the tournament for the entire week by Ben Pollan. So shout out Ben Pollan for being the only guy that finished in red figures. It was blowing like that for four straight days. I even got a little taste of it when I got to play in the Frisco area as well, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How much wind was there when you played Stonebriar Country Club?
Yeah, I'd say maybe about 10 to 15, gust to 20. That was about double what you heard there on the audio for those interviews when they were battling out at Fields Ranch. So I maybe got the calmest day of the week. And let me tell you, this place was pure, not pure, Mike, pure. The greens were immaculate from the moment I stepped on the property. I knew it was going to be special. And when I got to Stonebriar, I had the chance to interview Brian Whitmer, the head pro there.
Hello.
Next up on the tee for our Playcation travel series here at The Course of Life, we're in Frisco, Texas, and we're at Stonebriar Country Club, joined by the head pro himself, Brian Whitmer, here in the podcast. Brian, how you doing today?
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. This is an awesome destination. We'll get to that in a bit, but I want to hear a little bit about your background in golf, because you're pretty familiar with the DFW golf scene.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up and played on the Plano High School golf team. From there, I kind of went and played a Division II school in Southeast Arkansas, Arkansas Monticello. Graduated there in 4 years. Happy to move back here to my hometown of Plano and Frisco, and just happy to be back. And kind of went into Las Colinas Country Club as my first job back here in my hometown. Was there for the past 7-8 years or so, and then got the great opportunity to come up north a little bit and come to Frisco and Stonebriar as head pro. So it's been pretty awesome.
Yeah, very cool. So let's talk a little bit about specifically the connection between Las Colinas and Stonebriar and the Invited Clubs connection in that brand. People have maybe seen it before by name. They've seen that they actually host a PGA Tour Champions event here in the DFW area, but explain kind of that brand and how they work with clubs on a national scale as well, too.
Yeah, Invited is a corporation. We own over 200 private clubs around the world. It's grateful to be a part of. And like you said, they hold that Invited Celebrity Classic tournament over at Las Colinas, and it's awesome to kind of work it and be a part of it and kind of see how things run from the inside out as well, right? The experience through that tournament was pretty awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, this is an awesome destination here, and Frisco specifically is why we're visiting, not only to cover the PGA Professional National Championship, but learn about this as a golf destination. Explain kind of where Frisco sits in kind of the DFW golf landscape and what makes it unique as a destination for golfers.
Yeah, it's a great spot to be in just because it's right around so many areas, right? You got Shops of Legacy, or you can have the Star. You have many things recreational that you can do along with golf, right? Which is what makes Frisco kind of like an awesome spot to be. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the world, and it shows. They got a lot of cool things event-wise, golf-wise, very family-friendly as well, too.
Definitely, it is. And one of the family-friendly things that I saw firsthand and I'm seeing a lot of, kind of your new neighbor, which I'm imagining is an awesome compliment to what you guys are already doing here at Stonebriar Country Club. But talk to me about the impact that the Frisco PGA development has kind of had just on Frisco golf in general in the last year or two.
Yeah, I think for us, it just really drives that our members to want to get better at golf, right? When you have something so close to Stonebriar, it kind of creates that itch and that drive to want to be better and be a part of the community with golf, right? So PGA Frisco definitely helps kind of combine those two things together.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. How about that freaking dance floor putting green? Is
that thing
unbelievable.
Is massive. It's awesome. And they even got the Ronnie out there, that little par three course. So it's awesome. They got a ton of things to do. Plenty of restaurants up there as well. It's a cool spot to be.
And it's all about these different concepts that, you know, have different ways to introduce people to golf at any skill level. And I appreciate seeing that here at the Westin as well, too. So this property has two courses. Explain the context and the two different courses and then how they came about to be.
Yeah, we have the Die course, which is more for our member side only. That's your typical true tournament style golf course where it's going to be a little nitty and gritty, ton of water on the golf course. It is a Ken Dye design. And then you got your Fazio design. Definitely portrays to your higher handicap golfers. You got the kind of that Fazio feel where all the fairways kind of slope into the middle. You got big greens, and it's just a lot of fun to kind of go out there, fill up the cooler, and hang out, have a good time.
Right? Okay, so. Cool. Yeah. So we're playing the Fazio course, and we'll be documenting that on our channel very awesome. Soon. So it's a cooler type of course, which I like to hear. And I'm going to have a little bit of a sideboard for the drives that go right or left.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot more laid back out there. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool. How about signature moments or signature holes, or when people watch our video playing the Fazio course, they're going to want to find that spot on the course.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd probably say hole 11, right after you hit our Fazio grill there. It's a nice little kind of convenience area where you can grab a burger, hot dogs, some drinks and stuff like that. And then it follows right into 11, where it's kind of a nice dogleg ride hole, sits right on the water. It's got kind of an island green feel to it. It's a really, really difficult hole, but really fun hole at the same time.
See, I know you're a step ahead. You didn't even research this, but we're big on the concessions in the 19th hole. So thank you for telling me that there's a money halfway house.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
the halfway house is really awesome there. So you can't miss it.
Love it. All right. We're joined here by Brian Whitmer again at the Stonebriar Country Club here in Frisco, Texas. Let's ask quickly about maybe a random highlight or a moment golf-wise you've seen out here, whether it's the greatest shot you've seen. Have you seen a hole-in-one or a crazy golf golf circumstance or happenstance out here in the courses in your time here?
We actually had a Masters event not too long ago up here. And through that event, we held a nice little skip challenge as well. And with that skip challenge, we did it from 18 die on to 18 green. And we had a member hit it to like 2 or 3 feet. It was pretty awesome to watch that shot.
For those who don't know, that's the skidding the ball across the water like they do at Augusta on the Tuesday.
Exactly.
And the one time I went to Augusta, I went on the Tuesday and got to see that.
That's awesome.
Firsthand.
That's awesome.
That is a bucket list.
Those guys are good. Yeah, those guys are good when they skip the ball.
And remember John Rahm had that shot in the last couple years.
He made one.
That's on insane. 16. Yeah. Very cool. Well, I hope to see more content from that skid contest. Maybe I might have to try a skid for myself out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to see how it goes. Cool. So we're playing the Fazio course. When we get out to the first tee, what are your farewell words for us, or your one sentence about the Fazio course before we head out Stonebriar today?
Watch out for the native area. We got some native area out there. So even though it was a Fazio course and the fairways do slope to the middle, if they get a little haywire, you're going to be in that fescue and you're not going to like it.
Okay. All right. Watch out for the native area. Noted. Definitely noted for sure. Again, it's Stonebriar Country Club here in Frisco as part of this Visit Frisco trip. I'm curious about your thoughts just locally in the area. I know you know everything DFW, but as it pertains to this area around Stonebriar, what are some of your favorite local Frisco attractions you like to hit up?
Honestly, you can't go wrong with the Star. They have so many restaurants and things to do, and it's hard not to be a Cowboys fan when you're up there as well, right? So definitely check out the Star. I highly recommend that.
Yeah, I know. That was cool to see. Actually, when I got there last night and I did that pan of the Star and seeing the field, I was like, wow, this reminds me of watching Sunday night football in the fall with like the Cowboys and the Giants playing, just like they always do.
All the time in the Star, all the time. Can't get away from it.
Very good vibe indeed. Brian, all right, we always end with our 19th hole question. So the part that I am excited about after our round is I see a pretty elite 19th hole here at the Country Club. What's your go-to order, your meal and your drink you like to get at the 19th hole here at Stonebriar?
Ooh, I go for a chicken Caesar salad wrap.
Okay.
Chicken Caesar salad wrap is my go-to.
All right. And it, not a working day. What's your drink of choice up there at the 19th hole?
Ooh, if they allowed me to drink up there, it would be a nice little whiskey Sprite.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. The chicken Caesar wrap's pretty popular. I might have to try that upstairs though. Yeah,
absolutely. Give it a go.
Awesome. Brian, thank you for hopping on the Course of Life, man. Appreciate you having us out and looking forward to showing off the course to everybody.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
All right, we're back. Great chat there. Alex, it sounds like this was just a fantastic trip. Let our best new friends at Visit Frisco put together for you and help plan out and showcase the amazing things that Sports City USA, as they like to call themselves, has to offer.
Place is underrated. If you think about all the different professional sports franchises, the Star and the Cowboys HQ, the relationship with the rest of the DFW market and the beautiful courses from Fields Ranch to Stonebriar, which we just highlighted there. Awesome little destination if you're in the area and looking to golf. Got to consider places like Stonebriar, the PGA HQ for sure.
A lot more coming to all of our different social media channels, including our YouTube as well. So make sure you're checking it out there to see more videos from Alex's time up there in Frisco. The PGA Tour, Alex, was just down the road from you right after you left. They were in McKinney, Texas, just a little east and north of Frisco for the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. Kind of keeping that old school name, but putting the new CJ logo on it.
Yeah,
so,
basically. Yeah, you know. Well put. You know, the Byron Nelson tournament's been in the DFW area for decades now. Moved around a bit, but finding a bit of a home at Craig Ranch. And nice to see a good turnout there this weekend as well, too. Little teenage headline before we get to the finish on 18 regarding Chris Kim, a 16-year-old who made the cut, Mike. So I know we love throwing matches out. What we need to do is we need to get 16-year-old Chris Kim against 15-year-old Miles Russell. You remember, this is your brother that isn't your brother that made the cut on the Corn Ferry Tour a couple weeks ago. I think that's our next head-to-head match. We got to get a couple teenagers out there. We might be in a gray area with the child labor laws, but I think it'll be must-see TV. Yeah.
What's the chances that you could be within 10 strokes of them?
For nine holes, I'll stand a shot with 10 strokes. How about that? I'm going to need 20 from them to compete, I think.
Okay.
These kids are unbelievable. They just keep getting younger and younger. So yeah, Chris Kim, another teenage name to watch in the world of golf.
Taylor Pendrith, though, was the one who walked away with $1.7 million and 500 FedEx Cup points. And I think this means he gets into the next signature event as well from this win. But did he win this or did Ben Coles lose it on the 18th?
Yeah, it did really feel like one of those. Ben Coles was in the driver's seat for what felt like all of Sunday afternoon. Hadn't made a bogey until 18. You knew the nerves were hitting. As soon as I saw that stat, I was like, oh, no. And then the chunk chip that he almost left in the sand, it took two big chips basically to get where he was, misses the short par putt, gives it away on the last hole. So yeah, it's what you said. Unfortunately, a tough runner-up, heartbreak, bad beat finish for Ben Coles, but he absolutely did just hand that one to the Canadian Pendrith.
Yeah. That said, Taylor Pendrith did make birdie on the 18th. He would have forced a playoff if Ben Coles had made par. So, you know, then it would have, and then who knows what would have happened. But Taylor Pendrith, we've seen his name at the top of leaderboards here and there over the last year and a half or so. So he finally claims his first PGA Tour victory.
Yeah, and Team Canada too. You know, Mackenzie Hughes was celebrating with him. We've seen Adam Hadwin on leaderboards. So a lot to look forward to for Canadian golf. And I do know that they got the President's Cup later this year. And I know those guys are itching to make that team. It's going to be played in Canada. So that'll be definitely a headline to watch here in the next few months and see which Canadians do make that international squad.
The LPGA is back in action this week for the Cognizant Founders Cup in New Jersey. Worth noting that Nelly Korda is back, going for number 6 in a row.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. The streak, it's back. Yeah, I mean, this will be interesting to see. She's just kind of relinquished the week off a week or two ago, just decided to lay low for a bit, which is cool. Streak still intact, going for 6 in a row now, doing crazy things on the LPGA. They're going to go there and then right down the street to Liberty National next week, where Rose Zhang is defending, who we just had on the show a couple weeks ago. So yeah, definitely some roadblocks for her to keep the streak going, but why would she not be just the absolute outright favorite to win again? So Nelly Korda, girl to beat this week once again.
The other one I would say worth watching over the next few weeks is Lydia Ko as well. One more win and she's in the LPGA Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right on the cusp. I feel like we've been talking about this for a bit now. So definite storylines for sure with the stars of the LPGA. Always looking to see if Nelly can keep this insane streak alive.
The PGA Tour this next week is in Quail Hollow for the Wells Fargo Championship. What always a fun week. It's another signature event as well.
Great course. 2025 PGA Championship host, not this year, but next year. And then ironically, I mentioned Preston Cole, one of the club pros who qualified. Funny little timeline for Preston Cole. Last week in Frisco, he qualifies for the PGA. Mike, he's based out of Quail Hollow. So he just went back home this week. The PGA Tour is walking all over his stomping grounds, but he's got a wry grin on his face because he's playing in a major next week. So it'll be an interesting couple weeks for Preston, and we'll catch up with him at Valhalla for sure. But yeah, you mentioned it. Quail Hollow, great track. Always produces some good finishes. Love that 18th going up the hill, the water all the way down the side. And I don't know. I mean, the field's obviously pretty good because it's signature. But I do notice Mr. Scheffler. Where's he? Where's he at right now?
He's staying at home. You know, I think he's doing the rain dances to see whatever he can do to get that baby to pop out so that he can. You know, he's committed to walking away from any tournament he's in whenever the baby comes.
That's what he said, Mike. He's a man of God. He made a vow. He will leave at any moment in the tournament. So that's right. I mean, I think he'll say it again right to my face at Valhalla. If he's leading the PGA Championship, Scotty Scheffler will walk away if he gets that call that his wife goes into labor. Mike, how do you feel about that promise Scotty's making right now here as he awaits his first
board? When that was happening around the Masters, I was talking to my wife about that, and I was like, you know, if I was an elite golfer and I was playing in a major tournament and I was, you know, sitting pretty on Saturday and looking like I had a really good chance to win, and you were about to go into labor, and then you did go into labor, would you call me and tell me to come home? And she said, no, I wouldn't. I'd wait for you to win, and then you could come home and see the baby.
You guys are just about your business over there, huh? You just get the job done first. We'll worry about the childcare after. God, Mike, get back to work.
Look, you only see the birth of your first child once, okay? Your first kid's only ever born once. However, how many opportunities are you going to have to win a major? That's right. Scotty Scheffler, who already has several.
Few more for him than us, but regardless, yeah. It'll be interesting to go on the Scotty baby watch here in the next week. So he's not playing this week at Wells Fargo, but obviously scheduled to go for another major at Valhalla. So we'll see how that plays out.
I mean, I think it's going to be more exciting if he's in the field at Valhalla and the baby comes on, you know, see how he plays.
Oh, I want him. I want him up by like 6 shots on Friday.
Yeah. It'd be funny if he did 3, if at the end of the day Saturday he was up by 6 shots and then he goes away because the baby's born, and then all live guys are going to be like, see, this is why we only do 54 holes.
Yeah, geez, it's like the weird alternate version of John Rahm with the COVID after 3 rounds. Remember that?
Yeah,
except the baby alert that pulls him away. Wow. Yeah, that's going to be a different storyline to follow next week.
All right, let's do a little tuned in. A lot of stuff has been happening out there in the world. I want to talk about the Kentucky Derby, Alex.
Yes. Great race. Because, most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
And maybe longer than that this year, because we had a 3-way photo finish. And by like a nostril, Mystic Dan takes the win.
By a nose. Quite literally.
Literally.
Not even. It's like that stumpy part of the nostril that some people have that extends out further. Thank God Mystic Dan had that on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, incredible.
Yeah, fastest 2 minutes in sports. Such an exciting time to watch the race at Churchill. Didn't have any action on specifically. Was very curious to see how fierceness the favorite would do way out wide in the 17 spot, but didn't quite get that run on the track, which was a little bit more speed friendly. So yeah, Mystic Dan got the Kentucky Derby done. And you always hope for the Triple Crown races to be tight to the end like that. And even had a little photo finish drama after two. That's pretty much all you can ask for the first Saturday in May.
Yeah, and there was a boatload of money put down on bets at the Kentucky Derby. I think I saw it's like some sort of record amount of betting that was going on.
Oh yeah. I mean, the way things are getting legalized now, that number is just going to get broken every year upon year moving
forward. Yeah. Pretty much.
My random tune in, just a pop culture update. I'm always keeping everyone updated on the pop 2K news and happenings. Well, unfortunately, our girl Britney Spears, she's getting into a little bit of public scrutiny now. She's losing a little bit. Things are coming off the rails. But in a spirited social media rant, Mike, all of a sudden at the end of a post, she ranted that she's going to move to Boston. Out of nowhere. Now, I don't know if this is a real thing or not, but it struck Boston media into a frenzy. I'll keep you updated and let you know if she does park herself in Cambridge or Newton, or maybe gets an apartment next to Fenway Park and attends the Red Sox games regularly. It would surely surprise me if that headline came true. So Britney Spears moving to Boston is what had the local media shooken up this past week.
That's just... okay, whatever.
Yeah, she's all over the place. You know, we freed her, but now we're at the point where we're wondering maybe if we should have freed her in the first place. That's where I'm at currently in the Britney Spears watch. So I'll let you know if the Boston move does come to fruition.
Hey, on our YouTube channel, I think it's kind of odd, Alex. People seem to love the slot machine adventures that you have.
Nation of Degenerate Gamblers, Mike.
Just everyone seems to watch this stuff. There's a new video up there now of just like 15 minutes of slow TV of slot machines.
Yep. I went everywhere. I went downtown. I went strip. I went Westgate. All part of my Vegas excursion. But there is an interesting sports themed bonus. You're not going to believe where my biggest win came from. My biggest win came from a place I haven't been getting wins recently. That's your hint as you head over to our YouTube channel to check out the latest slots video.
I mean, there's a lot of places there. There's the Red Sox. There's the...
there's a few examples. Yes, right now.
There's the Patriots. There's... how the Revolution doing? How are they doing right now up there? Yeah, okay. So a lot of opportunities there. Also, as we said, your time at the Swing, the Pitch and Putt in Frisco is up there as well. Just cool 10 hole pitch and putt experience there. And that refreshments at the turn.
Oh yeah.
That looked really cool.
Sponsored by Casamigos, the halfway house there. That was a lead. They had the cocktails on tap. And there were some non-alcoholics on tap there as well, too. I didn't get all the way to the end of that list. Awesome halfway house, though. Great vibe and amazing conditions. Check that out for yourself on our YouTube page. A pitch and putt designed by the PGA of America at their headquarters. You know it's going to be something fun to watch.
And as we said, too, more of your trip from Frisco and the PGA Professional Championship will be headed up there soon as well. If you're liking everything we do, make sure you're punching that subscribe button on the podcast app you're using right now. We're out there literally everywhere. So even if you're listening to us on a podcast app you don't like, you can go to the podcast app you do like and listen to us.
That's impressive. Nice job.
Leave us a rating. Give us a few stars, you know, whatever you want to say to let us know what you think. We're working on a website, so you can actually listen to us on the website, too, and you can see stuff there. And if you leave us a review, you might see yourself on the website and your review.
Yeah, and if you give a really great review and you hit us up on social, I'll send you a free gift courtesy of Desert Fox Golf. How about that?
Ooh. And if you want to throw some money our way, too, we'll even put you on the podcast.
Yep, that's also a thing as well, too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take a little break at the turn here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Tom Brady. We're going to be talking about the Celtics and the Bruins. And we'll always end with the food as well. We'll be back in a little bit. Course of Life podcast is brought to you by Zencastr. We've been using Zencastr here since almost the very beginning as how Alex and I record this podcast from hundreds of miles away. And it provides us with great quality audio that works every time. And it's something that makes Course of Life what it is and has kept us being able to make consistent episodes every week. And now it's super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. You log in using your browser and start recording a high quality podcast right away. You record studio quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. You feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. And have you ever wondered what you actually sound like? Zencastr's post-production process makes you sound buttery smooth. It automatically removes those ums and ahs in your recording. It removes those awkward pauses in conversation too. Set the right podcast loudness and levels while reducing background noise with the click of a button. Head on over to zencastr.com/pricing and use our promo code COURSEOFLIFE to get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experiences we do for all of your podcasting and content needs. Again, that's zencastr.com/pricing and our promo code Course of Life. Zencastr, it's time to share your story. All right, we're back. Let's talk about the longest playoffs in the world. That's the NBA and the NHL, because we're on the bandwagon for the Celtics. They won their series. They came out real strong in game six. They were like, we're done now. We're going to take the series and we don't want to do anything else. And they just obliterated the Heat in that final game.
Yeah, big time closeout vibe for the Celtics. That's what championship teams do. So excited to see the momentum into the second round. Boston's just rolling into just like playoff hub central now. We are just Celtics, Bruins. Yeah. Those TD Garden employees are working overtime like crazy right now. I know they're getting time and a half, so shout out them for banging the building out every night. And the Celtics are leading the charge to the championship right now between the two teams.
I mean, the Bruins are just really good at game seven against Toronto.
Yes, and nobody else, right?
It's nobody
like
else.
They've just figured out how to completely kibosh the Maple Leafs from ever making a championship run. But generally in game sevens, we're squirmy and nervous and lose and don't meet the moment. And it felt like that was going to happen for 2.5 periods last night.
Yeah.
Mercifully, they get the overtime goal when they need it from Pasta on to round two. The craziness continues outside the garden. Boston sports frenzy rolls on to round two of the postseason.
Also worth noting, and I think I meant to note this like the week before something I saw, and he's already done. He's announced his last game. Jack Edwards, the longtime Boston Bruins TV broadcaster, is done after what, like over two decades
forever,
or something like that?
That guy's been in it forever, too. It was kind of a double. And remember, the other name that you'll recognize too is Mike Gorman, the Celtics guy, who was with Tommy Heinsohn forever and was calling Celtics games back to like the 80s, also called his final game as well, too. So a little bit of changing of the guard for the Boston sports play-by-play voices that we grew up with.
Let's talk football. Speaking of people you've grown up with, Tom Brady had his roast on Netflix this weekend. Yes. And I think what my takeaway from all this is that he said, like, yes, he deflated those footballs.
Yes, he did. Yeah, you want to just get right to the controversy. Correct.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is out here saying that the NFL should have just paid him the $20 million to admit that he did what he did instead of the whole stupid investigation, which wasted a year or two of our lives. That was one of the many headlines that emerged from this 3 hours of just no holds bar roasting on Netflix.
Though there was one moment that was a little too much for Tom, right?
Yes. It's funny kind of where he drew the line. Like, you know, yeah, you can make fun of my ex-wife, you know, cheating on me with her jujitsu instructor all you want. But when you make fun of Patriots owner Rob Kraft for getting a massage, well, that crossed the line. Jeff Ross, the roast master, got him a little too amped. That was the one time he stood up. We thought we might have a Will Smith slap moment on our hands, a Chris Rock moment, but we did not. Cooler heads prevailed. Lots of laughs throughout the 3 hours, though. Player's perspective, Mike, I'm going to give shout outs to Julian Edelman. Oh, he's always had a great sense of humor, but we really saw it ring through. Gronk had some great digs. And the interesting kumbaya moment is Kevin Hart, of all people, was the one to unite Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick and reluctantly get them to take a shot and cheers each other on the stage.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to say no to it when you're on live television and someone tells you to get up and do it.
Oh my God. The squirming that Bill was doing as Kevin Hart was getting them to gather. You know, it's that classic moment, and everyone knows it too if you're out there. If you just like, if you don't want to participate, if you're that person at the bar and you don't want to take the shot and everybody else is, like, Bill was totally that guy, and public scrutiny and just peer pressure would not let him shy away from the moment. So it was awkward. It was cringy. It was funny the whole time. Some funny, funny player roasts for sure on Brady. He took it all very nicely on the chin. Comedians, I'll shout out. Nikki Glaser had a great set. Kevin Hart opened it up nice. And Mike, you wouldn't believe it, the legend of Ron Burgundy even showed up for a brief Tom Brady roasting as well.
Very, very nice. His home smells of mahogany. And I forget the rest of the line. But
there were just, you know, admittedly, it's been a bit for Will. I know he's busted out the impression every once in a while, but to fully bring the character back, I could tell he was struggling to fully find the personality. There were a couple of moments when he got lost in Tom Brady's eyes, though. And I think that was when Ron Burgundy truly came out in its best form, is as he was attracted and fascinated by the beauty that is Tom Brady. So lots of funny moments. I highly encourage any sports or NFL fan to check out the roast on Netflix. Tom Brady, he's the GOAT, and he took it like a goat would.
Was there any comments or jokes about the fact that it looks like Tom Brady has had some plastic surgery?
Yes, they were. They said,
okay, good.
Tom Brady, you look like you married a Munster. That was one of the jokes last night that was delivered for his appearance. Not too many, though. That was the best one that stuck out to me.
All right. Let's hashtag always end with food.
Yep, food segment to wrap up every course of life. Our 19th hole content coming your way. And I got a couple of goofy ones for you, Mike. I don't know if you saw, but we had the Formula One race in Miami, and the concession prices were going viral. Did you see how ridiculous
these were? I saw something, and I was like, is this fake? Did they add zeros to all of these? This can't be real.
They did not. It is real, and it's so real that this suite where you had to pay these prices for these items, Mike, you actually had to pay a $1,000 cover just to get into the suite to pay the following prices: $280 for Maine lobster rolls, $190 for a fruit refresher snack. If you want to add 1 ounce of caviar, it's $400 to add to any item. Just an order of nachos, Mike, will set you back $180. What are your thoughts on those concession prices?
I could probably get a much better lobster roll for a literal like 20th of the price.
I think you could actually use one of those services where you could ship the lobster rolls from Maine to you in Georgia for less than $280 and get better lobster rolls than what you would get there.
Yes, very much so. Yes. And just the audacity of the 1% of the 1% to do something like this is just, I mean, thank God they're getting, you know, the wool pulled over their eyes maybe here or something, that are being made to pay these prices. But at the same time, damn you for being able to pay these prices.
Yep. It was frustrating to see for sure. I mean, it's hard enough for us at home to stomach the $10 or $15 concession price at our local stadium. So that one definitely blew my mind. I'll bring you back down to earth with the second highlight from the food headlines this week, though. And it's courtesy of Hempler's Foods. You may not have heard of Hempler's, but they are a meat, smoked sausage, meat snacks procurer and creator in Washington. And you'll love this promo they did, Mike. They had the Hot Dogs from Heaven promo. Remember how they used to drop from the sky in the stadiums on like little parachutes, like little giveaways or something like that, or towels or t-shirts? Well, they literally attached their hot dogs to the parachutes and dropped Hot Dogs from Heaven in between innings. So I just thought that was a nice, wholesome promotion that I'd like to see more often in stadiums around the world.
Hebrew National must have done this already, because as we all know, they answer to a higher authority. So
yes, that's right. So I mean, if they haven't, Hebrew National, if you're listening, A, you can send us your hot dogs. We'd be glad to try and review them.
Oh,
and B, this is also a sign that you need to do this promotion in the stadium.
Yes. Yes.
Hot Dogs from Heaven, an absolute home run hit. That's a wrap on this week's Course of Life and Always In With Food. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to like and subscribe if you already haven't. We'll see you next week.